Wyoming lawmakers loved what they heard from President Trump's State of the Union address, but now the hard part comes of them trying to figure out how to get his vision enacted into law. Correspondent Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington.
For the president to get his long-promised infrastructure package, he'll need the assistance of Wyoming Senator John Barrasso, who chairs the Environment and Public Works Committee. And Barrasso says they're on the same page when it comes to roads and bridges.
I'm delighted that the president made mention of that as something that we need to do as a high priority for our nation to move it ahead.
But this is now an election year, and the clock is ticking because impeachment hung over Washington for the past few months, which Barrasso says was a waste of time by Democrats.
The plan was to bring it to the floor in the fall. And we weren't able to do that because we were being obstructed with confirmations of members to the government.
Still, Barrasso says he's optimistic because House Democrats are interested in doing something.
The House has now started on surface transportation, highways, roads, bridges, tunnels, and that's an area where I think we can find bipartisan support.
But getting anything bipartisan done in this hyperpartisan atmosphere is a struggle, which was evident when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ripped up the president's address. Though Delaware Democrat Tom Carper said it could have been worse.
I'm just glad she didn't hit him with it. So.
And New Jersey Democrat Cory Booker says his party left the address more focused on beating Trump in November.
And I think the way he treats our fellow Americans, despite his speech, has been demonstrated through the last 3 years, not to mention in his pre-presidential period. So we have a very strong case to make that this president does not deserve re-election and will be making it.
The president did highlight the need to tackle entitlement reforms, which was music to the ears of Wyoming Senator Mike Enzi.
We only deal in crises, and unfortunately, crises with no money doesn't have much of a solution.
Enzi chairs the budget committee, and he says he wants to at least tweak the budget process so lawmakers know when they're racking up loads of debt.
Well, I have a budget reform bill that would set it up to at least make the problem obvious. One thing in America, and most of my colleagues probably don't realize, is that if it's mandatory spending, nobody votes on it. It's automatically done, and usually with a cost of living increase.
Enzi says the nation's more than $23 trillion national debt is unsustainable.
The problem is we spend it three times as fast as we get it. I didn't build that into the formula when we did that. But the revenues are coming in better because people are getting more wages.
Enzi is retiring and thinking about his legacy, which is why he hopes lawmakers wake up to the debt crisis soon.
It's not a situation where you can ever feel good. I have written a lengthy statement that I hope people will look at. It will be in the journal so they can see what my deliberations were as we went through the process and what I hope won't happen in the future.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.